Scientists in Townsville say they have promising results from their bold trial designed to eradicate the deadly mosquito-borne disease, dengue fever. The trials involve the release of millions of specially bred mosquitoes across the North Queensland city, as David Chen reports.
Oh, look, I've got a lot of skins in the water. It looks like everything's gone well.
Hidden away in the front yard of a house in suburban Townsville is a small bucket that could hold the solution to ending dengue fever.
And go clean it at the car.
Researchers are checking on their specially bred mosquitoes to see if they're hatching and breeding with the wild population. The mosquitoes carry the Wolbachia bacteria, which makes them less likely to transmit dengue. Scientists had hoped the mosquitoes being released would pass on the bacteria, leading to the eradication of the deadly virus. Dengue kills more than 10,000 people every year worldwide. Over the past 7 months, more than 2,000 Townsville residents, including Sharon Flamingo, have had a container placed in their backyard.
Just basically, they come and put it there and that's it. I don't have to do anything, so it's very simple.
She volunteered in the hope her children won't have to experience the disease's debilitating effects.
I've had kids growing up in North Queensland all their life and, you know, there's always mosquitoes biting. You always have the fear that they're going to get something else, you know, along the line with dengue or Ross River or those sort of things. So anything that I can do to help to eliminate, you know, I'm more than ready to do so.
The Eliminate Dengue Project is being run by a team of international researchers, including scientists from James Cook University and Melbourne University, and has the backing from the Australian and Brazilian governments, as well as groups such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The latest results show the trial is working as planned. Dr. Andrew Turley is the field trial manager for the Eliminate Dengue program.
So what we're seeing at the moment is we're seeing the spread of the Wolbachia bacteria increase, and we're seeing the frequency, so how common this bacteria is in the local mosquito population, increase over time.
Data shows that in the suburbs where the insects were initially released, up to 80% of mosquitoes now carry the bacteria. Gary Eddyhausen is a local councillor and sits on the project's reference group. He says the results are exciting.
Dengue fever affects nearly 400 million people a year right throughout the world. And if this trial is successful, it certainly is very exciting for what can happen and right across the world in the future and reduce, and if not totally get rid of, dengue fever across the world.
Dr. Turley from Eliminate Dengue says while there are still years of analysis and research that needs to be done, the results show the project can be replicated across the country and the world.
All of our previous field trials, both in Australia and in different field sites around the world, have always focused on sort of small individual suburb-wide trials, whereas this is the first time where we've done a large chunk, basically a city-wide or a large, it's basically the inner city area of Townsville we've done a release in with only a few months period. So it's really encouraging that potentially using Wolbachia could be applied to some of these large cities around the world where the dengue burden is much higher than what we have here in Australia.
That's Dr. Andrew Turley ending David Chen's report.